Cambridge Muslim College, training the next generation of Muslim thinkers.
So I wanted to talk about this term mindfulness and the trend of mindfulness that has become really popular in mainstream and in spiritual circles and self-help. And talking about mindfulness and thinking about defining mindfulness for the purpose of use in an Islamic context, and perhaps even redefining mindfulness. At first, when you hear this term, mindful, you think full of mind, right? And you could think that the last thing that we need is to be more in our minds. We're already so locked into this thinking consciousness, where everything is about our thoughts. And you can think, well, I don't want to be full of mind. I'm already stuck in my thoughts. But then when you realize what mindfulness really is about, it's about being conscious. It's about slowing down, and really it's a contemplative way of being. So it's really not about being more connected to thoughts or more in this mind identity. It's really more about, not necessarily about thinking, but meta thoughts, thinking about thinking, or slowing down and being conscious of what you think and what you do and your actions. So really, when you know, at the core of mindfulness, it's about being present. And this concept of being present is absolutely an Islamic principle. It's something that we find in our tradition, and it's something that really is key factor in everything from ibadah to even just akhlaq, and it's a very Islamic principle, being present. However, this term mindfulness, what I think it can tend to do is shift our awareness from really the reality of the self, which is a much more holistic picture than what we have come to conceive of as ourselves in the West. So, and or even just in contemporary life, which I think has penetrated the whole globe to a certain extent. This Cartesian assertion, I think therefore I am, it's really taken root in society, where people really over-identify with their thoughts. So their whole notions of self is about how you think, and everything is really based in the mind. And this, in particular, is really not an Islamic concept, philosophically, but also even technically. In Islam, we have a notion of the self that is much more holistic. It includes the whole being, of which cognition is really just one aspect. This thinking, or intellecting, is not even secluded to the mind. So in the Quran it says, do they not have hearts with which they intellect? Yaqilun. It's the active form of minding, intellecting. Sometimes it's translated as understanding, with the heart. Not with the mind, with the heart. The mind, this concept of the mind being located in the brain, is not necessarily one that is seen by the majority of scholars within the Islamic tradition. From an Islamic perspective, being full of mind, not just aware of thoughts, but like having the mind, the intellecting or the awareness or the understanding happening throughout the whole self, not just in what we have perceived of as the mind being located in the brain. So you can think of it as when people talk about akal, this cognitive function. Really, it's about yaqilun. It's about this process of actively intellecting. And you could almost conceive of it as not being located or centralized in any one aspect of the self, because we, in Islam, we recognize the self as one integral being, one whole. So you could even conceive of there being an akal of the nafs, an akal of the ruh, an akal of the body even. We know that we're told that our limbs on the day of judgment our limbs will speak to what we did with them. So there's this notion of there actually being a consciousness within our entire being. And so it's important that we recognize this distinction and we see the consciousness not limited to the mind, that it's throughout the whole being. So therefore, you know, making an effort to stay away from this concept of mindfulness. We don't want to be, really what that would mean within an Islamic context. Mindfulness would be being full of mind. So your entire being full of this consciousness, right? So this consciousness is something that you can tap into in an experiential way of being present. So the more present you are in your being, the more conscious awareness you will have. And so if, from an Islamic perspective, if there is a center of this being, of seeing this holistic vision of this being one integral thing, but if there is a center of it, it is the heart, not the mind per se, as we, I think, incorrectly conceive of as being located in the brain. And so perhaps from an Islamic perspective, it would be better to use the term heartfulness rather than mindfulness. I think it's, obviously it can be just a matter of semantics, but this, I think, would key into more of what we should be focusing on, having this conscious awareness that is located in the center of our being, which is in the heart. And so being heartful, being full of awareness from the center of ourselves. And that it's not just about self-awareness. You know, the goal in mindfulness should not just end at being aware of the self, because the self, in a way that we often conceive of it, is this construct of who we think we are, and it's not necessarily the core of our fitra, of our real soul, our real self, that exists underneath our sort of perception of ourself or what we project to the world. The key of why we would want to have self-awareness is only as a vehicle for opening up to a broader conscious awareness that leads to an awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so the self-awareness is a doorway to witnessing Allah. And so you could essentially say that the goal of an Islamic mindfulness or heartfulness is nothing but an awareness or witnessing of Allah. The object of Islamic contemplation is this witnessing, and it's about going beyond the self. But in order to go beyond the self, you have to really reflect on the self and be with what is in your consciousness. And so by paying attention to and being mindful or heartful or just consciously aware of your being, of yourself, so it can start with, being aware of your thoughts, but then being aware of your body, being aware of the sensations that exist in your body, being aware of what is the emotional content in your heart, and trying to really, on a subtle level, perceive from this deeper part of yourself. And the more you go into these deeper levels of awareness, of real awareness of your true self, then it's like you're peeling away the layers of the onion to get to this deeper witnessing of Tawheed. And it's as if in order to access that Tawheed and this witnessing of it is through the experience of the separateness of the self or the self-individuation. But we have to be careful not to stop with that self, not to just be only being aware of our separate self or our individual self, because this is essentially becomes a veil to witnessing Allah. But the key to really accessing and seeing Allah truly and worshiping Allah truly is by reflecting on the self, so that you can go get beyond that separation and that separateness. As Muslims, or within this path of Islam, we should be using this self-reflection only as a tool to get closer to Allah.
Cambridge Muslim College, training the next generation of Muslim thinkers.